let's see. This comes from Tyson. Tyson says, hey, Freak Show, love you all, especially now since everybody's back together since Meredith's maternity leave. I can tell you right now this confession might be strange to some, but hear me out. I'm a straight male. Okay. Wow. We started with that.
Get that out there.
All right there. That's the beginning. All right. And let's see. I'm a straight male who enjoys wearing women's panties.
Oh, wow.
At first, my wife would just joke about me wearing her panties while we would fold laundry together. She would always hold up a pair and say, oh, I'd like to see you walk around in these one day. And to be funny, I did it. But after I did it, I realized something. First and foremost, they're so much more comfortable. I work security at the mall, and I can't tell you how many times I've gotten chafed from my boys rubbing against my legs walking 6 to 8 miles a shift. Panties hold them in place, snug. And my chafing problem, gone. Also, they're so much more interesting because men's boxers, I mean, they're bland, you know, and they don't snug. They're boring. Sometimes those... Stop it.
What?
She did not write this.
What?
I couldn't keep reading it without laughing. Okay, all right, I'm not laughing. Sometimes those bright and pink and white striped panties look appealing. It's just what we like as colors. Lastly, I realize that it's so sexually exciting. Basically, it heightens my sex drive. Wearing boxers is never really super horny. But while wearing panties, I've noticed I almost always want to get into bed with my wife. By the way, my wife totally supports this because I think it turns her on just as much because I've had some great reviews after it has started with me wearing these things. So don't front. It's Tyson from Valrico.
All right, Tyson.
Well, thank you, Tyson, for oversharing that. And I don't know if it's too many Tysons in Valrico.
Right.
See, so I think you might be stared at the local roundabout.
See how a joke can start off? It just says, hee, hee, ha, ha.
That's why people shouldn't joke. That's why people shouldn't joke, because it'll bounce around and bite them in the back. Like, I'm aware of these to be funny. And he's like, you know what? Them wasn't that bad.
So
now
it's
that's
weird.
A part of your life.
Right. It's
yes,
weird,
it's
but
weird.
It works for them.
It's not weird.
It's
what
weird
it is.
To most.
No, it's weird to do it. Right. It's weird that everybody knows it. Like, are these mine or are these yours?
Right.
Like, that would be weird. But if you decided you wanted to wear some Speedo brand underwear, like banana hammocks or whatever, because you felt more secure in that.
Yeah, which they make.
Then which they make those for guys. Mm-hmm. So just go buy you some banana hammocks.
Well, no, for him, he's super turned on about it. So it's more than just keeping the boys in place.
Yeah, it's like he's doing something wrong.
This is some freaky, like, fetishy type thing.
Freaky?
It's like, yeah, absolutely.
I've heard of a lot
of freaky stuff. Like, the wife's liking it, too? She likes it, too.
Well, she's probably getting it good. That's probably why she doesn't mind
so
it.
So he's charged up, so she's getting it.
Right. It's
everybody
like
happy. Everybody like, ooh, let's have panty day.
Yeah. Yeah, like, you're wearing my stuff.
That's a little bugged out right there. I mean, I'm not saying that I'm judging, but I'm kind of judging.
Yeah, I bet you he has a nice little collection. I wonder if they're like thongs or just like booty shorts.
Come on. It ain't gotta
is it
be
just
all
like
that.
Regular? It sounds like it doesn't matter. There's a variance. He likes it. It makes him excited.
All right, wait. So we got on line one, no name here. Hey, hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. Now, you are speaking to the comfort level of what Tyson's talking about, because you said you used to make your boys wear them?
No. When I was a younger girl, my mom used to buy us a little, like, guys' underwear and actually sew on it, like, little girls' designs, like strawberries and stuff like that. She used to make it.
So they were boys' underwear that were altered so girls could feel comfortable wearing them with, like, strawberries and stuff.
Because they were, like, cotton, like 100% cotton, so they were more comfortable. So since I was a little girl, me and my sister had to wear them for school because it would keep us more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So up to this day...
Turn your radio down. It's going to make you confused. You got to turn your radio down because it's behind you.
Okay.
Okay.
So, I like guys, obviously. I don't have any issues with that. I actually agree with that guy. He'd probably feel more comfortable with the panties. I still feel more comfortable with underwears myself, guys' underwear. And sometimes I have boys.
Wow.
I do have boys. Okay? I have boys, and I'm actually single now. So when I'm home, I love to wear T-shirts and boxers. It's just my comfort level.
Okay, all right. Hmm. So you walk around looking like Orange is the New Black. Okay, all right, okay. Keep thugging, Pac. Yeah. Go ahead, do that. All right, that's
wow. Wow. Well, she's still wearing them today.
Right, which makes it create a habit. So this guy is wearing it out of habit, too, now because he's into it, and
yeah,
it gives him the tight feel and makes him feel pretty.
Also, it's like there's a naughty factor there. He's not supposed to be doing it, which is
right.
The turn on.
Because he's the mall. You know,
rent a cop.
He's you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's a rent a cop.
I mean, I'm not dissing the mall cops, but I'm just saying, like, you're a security force for the mall.
wearing
panties up under your stuff right
there.
Right.
That's why that probably
is like a good stroke for him. Like, he's like, you know, I'm this authoritative person.
Right.
I got my walkie talkie and my flashlight.
I got my Segway. I got a Segway I ride around on, but
and
I got these silky panties
underneath.
And I feel pretty.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.